The team ended up flying to Rome, Italy, in hopes of connecting a later flight into Bulgaria, ministering on the weekend in the huge hall in Sofia. I didn't understand the reason for the delay and was quite upset that we had already missed several opportunities to minister in cities where the gospel had not been publicly presented due to 40 years of communist control, including a city predominant with Muslims in the south. While in Rome, I contacted my wife, Pam, to call Aunt B to pray for us to make it to Bulgaria. B told Pam that while I was on the plane, she had a vision of me lying on what appeared to be an ambulance-type cot, with cuts all over my body from some type of glass that had cut me. She began praying for protection from whatever accident or attack was set in my path. I, along with one ministry colleague, finally booked a flight from Rome to Sofia, Bulgaria. After meeting with the main bishop who was directing the services, I was informed that in the first city we were scheduled to minister, the one that we missed, a radical group, possibly terrorists, blew up a power plant, causing glass and windows to blow out and land on the street. The incident occurred at the same time we would have been ministering in an outdoor meeting, in the same city near the site of the explosion. We also learned that the same car we would have been in, driving to and from the city, had two tires blown out the same day we would have been traveling. Missing the plane was actually the Lord's protection. The intercession of a woman, B. Ogle, prayed us out of danger's way. The Story of Judith. There are numerous books that are non-canonical. That is, they are not considered divinely inspired and are not in the present Protestant canon of Scripture. Such is the Book of Judith. This unusual story is included in the Septuagint and in the Catholic and Eastern Orthodox Old Testament and was read by Clement of Rome, but other fathers placed it in the category of the Apocrypha. Jerome spoke of Judith as an example of a holy widow and a type of the church. Many scholars consider the narrative more of a parable instead of an actual historical narrative. During the Middle Ages, it became customary for a Hebrew midrashic variant of the Judith story to be read on the Shabbat of Hanukkah. The Book of Judith tells a story of a woman who became a heroine for defeating an enemy of Israel. In the narrative, a widowed Jewish woman named Judith is frustrated with her people for not trusting God to deliver them from the hands of their enemies. She and her maid travel into the enemy's camp, meeting a general named Holofernes, who was sent by the king of Nineveh to subdue.